Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks' busiest and most dangerous intersection is reopening after a major overhaul. Closed in the east-west direction since May, Department of Transportation Northern Region spokeswoman Caitlin Fry says the Johansson Expressway, Geist Road, University Avenue intersection reopens tomorrow morning.
Paved, but there will still be some construction activity, so it's still an active construction zone.
Fry says the revamped intersection, which had Fairbanks' highest accident rate, has been greatly improved.
Capacity of the intersection is going to be increased, so there's going to be two dedicated left turn lanes coming from all directions. There will be right turn lanes and right turn pockets in each direction. We're also installing medians on all the legs of the intersection, and then there will also be some increased safety for pedestrians.
Fry emphasizes that work will continue in the area until November, including closure of University Avenue to through traffic north of the intersection to College Road. She says business and residential access will be maintained. An abundance of 40-mile caribou and hunters are resulting in a high harvest along the Steese Highway and Chena Hot Springs Road. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the state will close the kill in what's known as Zone 1 tonight at 11:59. That's just 3 days after the Zone 1 hunt opened. Fish and Game says the harvest is expected to meet a Zone 1 quota of 530 bulls. State hunts for 40-mile caribou will remain open in three other zones. The overall state harvest quota is just over 2,000 animals, including 500 allocated for a winter hunt. There are also federal hunts for 40-mile caribou. A Labrador retriever is helping keep an invasive species out of Alaska. Doc, a detection canine with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, has spent a week to 10 days each spring at the U.S.-Canada border station at Tok sniffing for invasive zebra and quagga mussels on boats being trailered north. Fish and Wildlife Service Inspector Chris Andrews says Doc deploys to Tok in early to mid-May when most boats come across the border.
And we pull over any watercraft that are coming across and ask the owner of the boat, you know, when it was last used, try to identify the threat level of that watercraft. And then we have the dog there to help us look for those invasive species that may be there.
Andrew says the ecosystem-altering mussels showed up in the Great Lakes in the 1980s and have spread to waters in two-thirds of the lower 48 states. He says over half of the boats trailered across the border in Tok each May come from states that are infested. Andrew says the mussels aren't always visible on a boat, and that's where Doc, a highly trained rescue lab, comes in handy.
They can stick to any surface, so like inside an engine compartment, you can't always see, you know, the nooks and crannies in there. And so if the dog alerts, we know to investigate further. Luckily, we haven't run into that, but it's nice to have the dog there just as another tool.
Andrew says mussels have been found in boats at the border, but so far all have been dead. He says Doc's keen nose is also central to his regular job in Anchorage, sniffing out trafficked wildlife.
He spends most of his time working import-export cargo through the airport here. But we also saw it as an opportunity to train that dog to prevent invasive species from crossing the land border.
Andrew says every day Doc is away from the airport means the potential illegal importation of wildlife items like elephant and rhino horn, and that the Fish and Wildlife Service is looking at an alternative approach for mussel detection at the Alcan border. I'm Dan Bross.